Every person in this world who is suffering is a teaching to us. It's like a true or false. Is this true or is this false? And every suffering that we encounter is that question, is this true or is this false? The answer must always be false. And if the answer is false, are you going to now try to improve that which isn't there, which your very answer of falseness attests to? Or will you get into consciousness and make the adjustment? This is the Spirit of God, the substance of God. I am the substance of God. We are one substance. And now you've plugged the leak. And the next thing is silence. Silence is prayer. The silence of the mind. The silence of the false human consciousness. The silence of the claims of the form. The resting. And this is the acceptance that only God is power, and my silence is paying tribute to that power. My silence is putting up the sword that wanted to go out there and help, that wanted to help God, that wanted to help divine substance, when all I had to do was recognize it. And by recognizing it, I know it needs no help. I am now accepting God's omnipresence. I am saying, thank you, Father, for enlightening me to see not what I saw as formed, but to see through it as thy substance, invisible substance, not visible to a human mind, only to the enlightened consciousness which accepts divinity everywhere. Now I am not a false witness. I am finally the Son of God. For I accept my Father as the only presence on the earth. Now I am glorifying the Father. Joel made a very beautiful statement in this book here. He said that never has a drug been invented that could help the life of God, or that could help God life in this universe. That every drug that has ever been used has helped only the animal life, but it has not touched the life of God. By the same token, no surgeon has ever operated on the life of God. No X-ray machine has ever peeped in to the life of God. The world has lived on the outside, in the forms. And we, through grace, are being led into the inner life, the substance which ultimately we will see is the only way to govern the form. Each day, many times, we are called upon to release the forms of this world. Each day we are called upon to consciously release all forms in this world from their non-reality. To release in ourselves our own experiences in form. To release the desire to hold on to the manner of yesterday. There is a constant flow of light unfolding within you. Yesterday, in human yesterday, infinity flowed within you. Today, infinity flows within you. There's nothing in it that you need hold. Infinity tomorrow will flow within you. And as you feel this rhythm of infinity flowing within you, You have a freedom that cannot be bought with $1 million. This is a kind of freedom that says every possible need is flowing and being fulfilled from the very depth of my being. For this is the mind of God functioning flawlessly where I stand. I need take no thought for my life. I dare not. For in taking thought, I would be denying the omnipresent grace of the Father. Can you think for a moment of how you would feel to have such a freedom? Where nothing in this universe could happen to come through the human antenna of the mind to provoke it into a state of fear or doubt or worry. Isn't that the Christ mind? Where we are no longer a human antenna. That is the kind of freedom which we must strive to accept. In the measure that you have accepted your divinity and the omnipresence of divinity, you have by now witnessed certain degrees of that freedom, certain fruits of the Spirit. Surely a sufficient degree of fruitage to warrant your now making a greater step and removing all belief in any human selfhood on this earth. Why can we not trust the living Spirit of God to reveal itself where we have removed the mask of false belief? We are being given a gift greater than human life. That was just a loan anyway. It's taken back. We borrowed it. We are being given a gift that is not a loan. We have already received that gift. It wasn't as prettily gift-wrapped, so we didn't notice it. But it was invisibly gift-wrapped. When a person understands that only Christ is their self, why would that person ever accept another selfhood than Christ? Why would we ever sow to the flesh when we know that Spirit is my name? Why would we permit the flesh to be governed by a false state of mind if we knew that God present is the law of harmony unto my being? Do we distrust God or we distrust ourselves? In the mystical way, to a measure, we have overcome the false state of human selfhood which we dragged around for these many years. We can look back at it and we can see the shell that posed as life. We can see the mistakes that occurred in that shell because the absence of divine substance in the realization of that shell left it a prey to the laws of chance. We can learn lessons from that. The prime one being that each thing that happened to me in the past was a teacher which led up to this moment of realization. That henceforth I shall not know myself after the flesh, nor any other. But recognizing the flesh for what it is, I will see through it as well like a mirage on the desert, and know that there stands the perfection of God being unrealized by the human shell. We can go that far. That's no problem. But after that realization, we do not seem to know what to do. And we try, as it were, to push our realization into someone else, to try to make that realization come true in them. You can't do it. You can do only one thing and no more. And it's good to know so that you won't waste your time and effort trying to do more than you can. The greatest thing you can do for this world and for yourself is to rectify the crucifixion of the Christ which you once perpetrated upon yourself before you came into human birth. Rectify that crucifixion. Remove that cross from your true self. You can't do any more. That is the greatest. That is the highest level of attainment possible to man. Remove the crucifixion of the Christ and let it shine. It will do all the work you've been trying to do. It will run your house, your business, your life, your relationships. It will completely enact for you the perfection of the divine image and likeness, and do for all those you love more than your human hands and hearts could ever do. Uncrucify. Accept self and watch. Watch infinity move through you. Watch the fruit come through the tree in variety, shapes, and colors you never dreamed of. Watch the rainbow of life. Now this is what the mystical way is all about. It's effortless living. That's not to be confused with laziness. It's effortless in the sense that there is no labor to the doing. It's as if you were trying to write a composition and you struggled for 4 hours, and when it was all through, all you had was a waste paper basket full of torn up paper. Nothing seemed to gel. But in your acceptance of self, lo and behold, there comes a moment of inspiration when your hands are not your own, and they're flowing with the pen or the typewriter, and the words are given to you, and there they are. And in 10, 20, 30 minutes, that which in 4 hours made no sense, you have a fluent expression of a truth. Why? Because there was no human mind there struggling. It was an effortless expression. And no matter what you're doing, the same thing applies. There is an effortless expression that moves through you when you're letting divinity have its head. Effortless living is a busy life, but it is without the ups and downs, without the opposites. It's not a having today and not having tomorrow. It's not health today and bad health tomorrow. It is oneness forever unfolding from within you. Withinness unfolding. Again, we are finding that when the activity of spirit begins to move through an individual, the degree of that activity is determined by whether that individual remains a person seeking more of the spirit or realizes that there is no person there to seek the spirit. The seeker is his own barrier. The fourth dimension has no human being seeking anything. It has no seeker. The fourth dimension is pure substance unfolding. And when your consciousness is there, you are pure substance unfolding. And there is no form that will come into your expression that will not reflect that pure substance. Review your life in an instant. And everywhere you have had a difficulty, replace that with pure substance, and you will discover that the life you have led in form has been a bridge to the moment of realization that substance was missing. And this is the uncrucifixion. This is the moment of release from the 3D, the form, the man of flesh, to return to the substance from which we departed in consciousness. We are removing all the nails. All the false concepts that we have nailed ourselves down with. All of the beliefs that the human mind and human body had a capacity to accomplish anything. We are totally emptying ourselves of the belief that humanhood ever was fit to be a vessel for the Father. We are dying to the flesh. And if there's a little funny feeling at the pit of your stomach when you do it, that's a birth pang. Because death and birth are simultaneous. The death of the flesh and the birth of the spirit are two sides of the same coin. The greatest love that you can give any human being on this earth is a love that you do not possess. It is the love of the Father flowing through your enlightened consciousness. And if you truly want to love, you will let that divine love flow through you in the absence of a human selfhood, and that love will embrace the world. Then we become instruments. We become instruments for sharing. What can we share humanly? Transient things. What can we share when we are the allness, the tree of life itself? We can share all that the Father hath to those who are not yet aware of that. We are blessings. We all want to be blessings. We strive to be blessings. But now we must let God be the blessing that we share with the universe. Of our own selves, we have nothing to share. But when God flows through us, we have infinity to share. And so we cannot, in the mystical way, limit ourselves to our limited mentalities. We cannot limit ourselves to our limited capacities or abilities. This would be a form of heresy. To finitize our capacities is to shut out the very infinity of being. And so we can never say, I have not, or I cannot do this, or it is missing, or it is lacking, or this problem is insurmountable. That's the human consciousness talking. And it's basing its expression on its past failures. And its present failure will again be for the simple reason that it has not opened itself to God's capacity, to the infinity of the Father within. And so there is no problem that is insurmountable. It simply is that we're using the wrong capacity. It must be the infinite capacity of God released through our self-admission that of mine own self I can do nothing. It's all yours, Father. All of it. This whole life scheme. I have nothing to do with it but to work hitherto as the Father within does the work. And that Father within, that miracle worker, is myself. When the outer man is willing to uncrucify the piercing of the Christ. The question then, how can I tell when I'm living the mystical life, is what do you desire out there? When your answer is nothing, under every circumstance, you are living the mystical life. But there's a boy dying. Do you not desire to save him? No, I do not desire to save him. There's someone starving. Do you not desire to feed them? No, I do not desire to feed them. If God isn't doing it, I can't. Do you see that? If God isn't doing it, you can't. You cannot do more than God is doing. What is God doing? Letting someone starve, letting someone die? Do you really believe that? In the middle of one treatment to a patient, where I was despairing that nothing was being done, there was no response, I thought, oh, what a flop you are. The voice said, don't you recognize me? And that taught me all I had to know. Don't you recognize me? Who are you treating? Were you trying to make someone get well? How foolish can you be? You're looking at a form. Don't you see the substance must be there? Don't you recognize me, said the voice. And from that moment on, I didn't have a patient. I recognized the invisible Father, and that was the end of the patient. We don't have any real claims. We just don't recognize the Father everywhere, especially within ourselves. Now let's try a little quiet. This doesn't mean your soul is quiet, just your awareness of a human selfhood. And your soul, which spans the infinite, is ever present throughout this universe, everywhere. Your soul, released by the quietness of the human mind, will do the work you have striven so hard to do. It will marry the Christ, and from that marriage will be born your new consciousness. The conscious awareness of the ever-present Christ. If you feel yourself being lifted out of your mind, let it be. Don't try to control your feelings. Don't try to hold this down to the level of your mind. Let that mind be dissolved, and if you're pulled right through your skull, let it happen. Until you lose all control. You have absolutely no control of the situation or the thought. You're outside of your human self. Then you're in Christ. Then you are letting the Christ do. Be. See for you. And it will remake your universe into the divine image. It will smile where you had been frowning. For it is the light. And when all the human pressures have descended and you are up there in that light, you find the glory of no thought, the power of not being human. The Father speaks, and the Father's voice is unlike any voice that has ever been uttered on this earth. It is the voice of truth. It is the voice of reality. It is the voice of perfection everywhere in all things, made manifest. It is the mystical fourth dimension of reality. And then you're on your homeward journey. You've passed the middle portion of life. You've turned. You're on your way home. And all that you are seeking is on this way. It is all there, waiting to be your experience. You had left it, and in your return, you find it. All that I have is thine. Sometimes you're terrified, you feel yourself being drawn out of your skin. It may be years before it happens again. Don't be afraid. You're not going anywhere. You're simply losing what never was. In a new fourth dimension, you are adding a new level of life to your being. It's more than just another 25%. It's a complete new vista. And the old level is no more. You have new Christ vision. You see differently. You even believe differently. Whereas before you saw materially and believed materially, now you don't even believe materially. Your material sense has changed. You can see the unreality of material form. You know that spiritual form is ever manifest right where the material appears. And you know that this manifest spiritual form is invisible to the limited three-dimensional senses. But there, present, and you are accepting it, you are feeling it. You are witnessing what human eyes cannot witness with your new consciousness. And that's when the essence begins to seem to move within you like silver dew. Sometimes you feel like you're ascending, sometimes you feel like it's descending. But it's moving within you, it's alive, and this is the substance, the essence, that is going to someday appear out in the outer as form, untarnished by human thought. Everything you are doing now is releasing you from that stagnancy called the human self, and is opening the way to that immortal selfhood, which is a continuing expansion unto infinity, for everlasting. The spiritual universe is this fourth dimension. It is the invisible substance, the primal substance, from which the secondary substance called human life is derived. When you live in the primal, in consciousness, you have dominion. It has dominion over the secondary substance called human life. This has been the missing substance of the universe. And although you cannot give it to the world, you can accept it for yourself. It has dominion over every so-called power on this earth without your lifting a finger to exercise that dominion. It is self-enforcing. It works by grace. And you'll know when you have it, because you've already experienced it more than once. To make it a permanent dispensation is the object of this work. To feel it, to be in its presence, to know it is flowing through you, is to relax into my peace. You don't have to guide this essence any more than you guided the invisible water of the atmosphere which became the morning dew on the flower. There it is. And so this essence too crystallizes into the forms that you will need tomorrow. It is working now. While you sleep, it will be working. Consciousness will unfold, lifting you into mansion after mansion. Give it a chance. Trust it. Let us now join in uncrucifying our own being. If there's any shreds of doubts, erase them. Leave nothing there except total acceptance of the pure light of God and the pure power of that light. Leave nothing there, no doubts. Whatever is in consciousness will externalize, so remove every doubt. Your pure consciousness should be, only the Father is, everywhere, now, regardless of what appears to human eyes. Let that engulf your entire being. Until it is your consciousness. And that is what will externalize. For it is the truth that makes you free. Now this is what is called standing. When you hold to this truth in your consciousness, you are standing. So appearances can come by, but you stand in this truth. And that's more power than the sword, or the first aid kit, or the surgeon's knife, or the pharmaceuticals, or the mental or physical might of a bomb. One is false power, one is reality, invisibly dominating its universe and manifesting in the outer to confirm, to reward those who walk in the light. Behold, this consciousness makes all things new. If you are faithful to it. So we've started living the mystical way. And I'm very grateful that we've only started, because this is a good beginning. Thanks very much.